Last week, we had a special meeting. We don't usually have special meetings. They're usually of an emergency nature where time doesn't allow us to get to another meeting. But last week, we did have a special meeting. The commission voted to submit an application to the state of Kansas for a loan program that was really an emergency response that the governor and the legislature had come up with for assisting cities with municipal electric and municipal gas utilities that ran into the unprecedented pricing that really strap a municipal utility operation. And so the commission's action allowed us to submit an application. We did hear back late yesterday that our loan had been approved, and so that will provide some cash flow relief for our utility. Municipal electric and gas utilities are still subject to state budgeting law, and so they can't end the year in a deficit budget situation or a negative balance situation. So it was important from a cash flow perspective to have an option. And it's a favorable one from as far as what would be an effective interest rate on that money for municipalities. It actually works really well for idle funds for the state of Kansas too. They'll be earning quite a bit more than they would have otherwise. So it's kind of a win-win for both sides. Provides the cash flow protection for municipalities. And it gets the state of Kansas a little more earnings on their idle funds. Now, a question we're getting a lot is, what's going to happen to my electric utility bill in the city of Garden City? Well, right now we don't have an energy adjustment variable on our cost of power adjustment variable on our utility rates. So really, I would say for a lot of users, especially ones that curtailed their use in February and just kind of turned down the thermostat, weren't using electric heaters and those types of things, you're going to see, potentially a lower bill. Now, at some point in time, the commission's going to have to take up, okay, what was the impact and how did that affect our overall cost of service? And we'll consider some rate adjustment. And the policy issue for the city is how much will they attribute that to what the use was in February and how much will they say, okay, this is going to adjust our rates moving forward, for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, however long they want to spread that out. But I'm sure the commission will be interested in spreading that out to help customers out and not try to, make that up all in 1 month or all in a couple of months. That's the other advantage to this loan through the state of Kansas enables the commission to have that option to spread that out and smooth that out for customers without having to try to recover that before the end of the budget year.